If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Oh, hey, Goy. Herschel here. Are you listening to a free fag episode of The Daily Shower? Do you need a small personal loan so you can afford a paywall subscription? I may be able to help you out. For the very low price of just $10 a month, you can listen to Mike finish his talking points without annoying promotional bits like this one. Log on to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your white man's agency level. E-checks, money order by mail, or cryptocurrency. Support TRS's efforts in shutting down yids like me.
This is Tedious on therightstuff.biz.
It is the Daily Show at 10:43. It's a Monday show on a Wednesday.
This is the good stuff, the right stuff.
So I don't know what kind of energy is really going to come through.
Jewish apocalypse.
All we know is the energy level will be high, as there are so many things to A-log that I might get used. I might get sick of using that word, but I probably never will. You know what the problem?
No, I'm still liking it. I'm still enjoying it.
You know what? Sounds like a threat.
You know what?
The energy level will be high. Will be high.
It is high energy. I have a bunch of coffee. I have my pipe is packed. I ate some cheddar cheese upstairs before I came back down.
Energy level to be high? Isn't that what the SS guard said to the Jew as he attached the electrodes to his grundle or something like that?
Or the X-ray to the chair he was sitting in?
Isn't that something totally that happened?
Yeah. All kinds of things. Yeah. There's all kinds of things with the Holocaust that totally happened. None of them are all laughable.
Amazing things.
Weird
wild
fictions, but. So yeah. The problem with A-logging, the reason it's so, it's like we have a little bit too much of a connection to the sector because of our good friend Ranbot, you know, because Ranbot used to be the co-host of one of the infamous sector people. And
I don't even, that's like what, like the A-log scene or whatever?
Yeah, basically the dumpster fire scene of people that are exposing each other for being absolute degenerates while they pretend to be alt-conservatives. Like everyone's gay. Everyone has baby mama and revenge porn and dick pics, and everyone just has like horrible shit that they're all trying to hide, and they're all finding it through each other. But unfortunately, Rand used to co-host for one of these people, so he still like gets pulled into that stuff, and he still follows it because the people that like have chosen to be enemies with him, like he'll just follow there. Because everyone involved in that is going to be dunked on at some point, so you just have to like wait for someone to get a... So,
well, like I said, if you get into that scene... Glad Rambot got out of it. Because if you get into that scene, you be... Well,
I was going to say.
I'm trying to be positive here. But people that are fans of that scene don't like you necessarily. They like lolcow stuff. They like being a witness to people ruining themselves on the internet. And they don't care if you're owning somebody or getting owned, if you're succeeding or failing.
I have to stop you there. The myth is that these people are ruining themselves. They're never ruined. They never stop. They never go away.
But you know what? Humiliating, I guess, would be
But
better.
They're never humiliated. The sector is responsible for...
That's what I find baffling.
It's baffling, and this is why I find it fascinating, why I can't stop looking at it, is like, the sector is so degenerate. Everyone involved in desperately trying not to be a Nazi because Wignats are cringe or something, everyone is so degenerate and so shitty that they have taken the most serious troubling accusation anyone could have in this country. Everyone agrees pedophiles be bad, and they have made that accusation of being a pedophile be meaningless, consequenceless, and just to be brushed off like nothing. That's how bad they are.
Typical conservatives.
I know that's a funny dunk. I know that's a funny doge, but I don't think that's the case. I mean, everyone hated pedophiles. But now it's like the Alexander thing didn't ruin anybody's careers. Everybody still has a career. Everybody still has followers. Everyone's still getting super chats. Everyone's still having a fake political movement and like a MAGA hat back on and all this stuff. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Let me tell you something I observed about this scene. And it does have to do with our buddy Cockrell.
Ah. Yeah, he's in that scene. He's part of that. He's part of the dumpster fire.
He's like, he aspires to be part of that. That's like
he
his
is
goal.
Part of the mixed race, like America First dumpster fire. Yeah, it's crazy.
Right. His idea seems to be that I'll get into this scene and this is how I'll own the Nazis. But we eschew that scene. We like. But yeah. One thing I saw, because I was sent the clip of Cockrell on that politically provoked show, which apparently is now got kicked off YouTube and is now on Cozy.
Yeah.
And the clip in which we don't need to play it here, in which he basically,
in which he denied the Holocaust.
Well, that was what people thought.
I know.
But what happened was he was saying, to the host, one of whom seems to be a middle-aged woman, the other who seems to be a homosexual. He was talking to them, and they were like, the gay guy was like, oh my god, like the Holocaust is like 6 million Jews getting gassed. Like, that's what I learned. And if you go against that, you get canceled. And he was like, oh, you need to read more. No historian says that the Holocaust is 6 million Jews getting gassed. And they were like, oh my god, like I totally learned. And like, here's the thing.
But Cockrell, they used to, right? What happened?
But here's the thing.
What happened, like, Cockrell?
I get what you're saying, that you're saying it's not 6 million Jews being gassed, it's 6 million Jews being killed in various ways. And these people, though, despite being like, you know, a Zoomer homosexual, this guy is a normie, effectively, relative to this topic, right? And so he doesn't know. It's perfectly reasonable for him to say that 6 million Jews get. That's what people think it is. 6 million Jews gassed and cooked in ovens. That's the mainstream view of the Holocaust.
Well, the Holocaust
doesn't like that.
The Holocaust,
I'll tell you why it doesn't.
The Holocaust specifically has to have the burning. That's what Holocaust means, burnt offering.
It has to
have
gassing to kill and burning to disappear. Sometimes there's just straight burning. They skip the gassing. They just burn.
Well, that was Elie Wiesel's original thing, that they were just being marched off the train into a fire. Whatever happened, like, whatever happened, but whatever happened to those allegations? Like, again, why did the narrative change? Why was it we're marching out of cattle cars into a fucking bonfire and straight into crematorium ovens alive and flames shooting out of the chimney, which means your chimney's about to fall over because that's not supposed to happen.
Or also just the crematory pit, the massive burn pit being right by the train.
Right.
Just like when you get off the train, there's just a burn pit there.
What happened to that?
Like, that was what, look, I didn't say it. He said it.
He said it.
So
what do serious historians say?
Right. Well, they don't even know where there's no evidence of any burn pits at all, because there would be evidence of something like that. But the reason Cockrell does this is opposed to this idea of somebody saying it's 6 million Jews getting gas, because he doesn't want to defend the gas. He wants to talk about Einsatzgruppen and shit. That's whatever it is.
He wants to cope.
My thing is like, Matthew, why did you just rage quit instead of explaining your point? Because he just said, you people are dumb, you need to read more. It's like, aren't you the historian? Isn't it your job to tell people what happened? Because they're just normies. And if you want to tell me, and this is the thing he would argue against with me in emails, that no, normies, the average general public, doesn't think that. And I would say, no, from the perspective of the general public, yes, 6 million Jews getting gassed is what the Holocaust is.
And not only that, but that's what the Jews want you to think. That's
deny
what they,
that.
They, that's what they try to get away with. Like, if
yeah,
you
that's
know,
what
if you
they
have,
Jews want people to think.
If
that.
You have the knowledge that Cockrell has, like, they're like, oh shit, they have to like go back to the next molten belly, the next molten belly, the next molten belly.
Yeah, well, you're just not supposed to argue this with people. Like, there's a specialty field of history that's job is to maintain the narrative again. And despite the fact they say they're not affected by revisionism, they absolutely are, because their narrative keeps changing and adjusting to things that people come up with and say. So they're constantly actually changing their story in response to deniers. And the very fact that they brush off, and Cockrell laughs off. And I remember when Destiny debated Stryker years ago, Destiny also laughed this off, but he was getting fed information of the fact that they reduced the Auschwitz death toll from 4.5 million to 1 million and didn't change the overall number of 6 million. They somehow backfilled it. So that's fucking suspicious. Yeah. And anybody that hears that is like, wait, what? And so Cockrell pretends like you're an idiot if you think that that's suspicious. But that's a stupid position.
Well,
it doesn't make any sense. But the thing is, just explaining it to normies, he evidently he couldn't do it, because these normies, I know they're not like politically normies, right? But they were normies
close
relative.
Enough.
I mean, he got so frustrated with them, he rage quit the show.
Yeah.
It was funny.
The I mean, I remember 10, 15 years ago online, there were publications coming out with headlines insinuating that there were possibly 12, 15 million Jews killed in the Holocaust. Like this,
I remember this.
This backpedal to, oh, it wasn't all 6 million. Yeah, like this is recent, and this is directly in response to all of the revisionism that's happened. They have to open, because it doesn't take but 5 minutes in a Twitter thread to expose this stuff is bullshit, and they have to have these Baileys that they can. Is that what it is? You're in the moat.
It's
and
just
you,
sort of funny.
And you
he
retreat to the Bailey, right? Is that what happens?
Anybody,
or am I got it backwards?
This is pretty annoying, huh? All this can go away. You bought a paywall at rightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use crypto, e-checks, mail in a money order, or even use your credit card on Sven's Odyssey channel. The link will be below in the show notes. That's the rightstuff.biz/paywall.
Yeah.
But anyway, to get back to the original point we were talking about, this scene, I saw in the comments, people were like making fun of him, calling him a Holocaust denier or something. And somebody then chimed in and criticized the gay Zoomer for not actually having a good knowledge of Holocaust revisionism to like further attack him about Cockrell's points. And he then, a bunch of gripers jumped on this guy and they were like, that's a bad take. That's a cringe take. He's a streamer and an entertainer. He's not a revisionist. He's not a historian. He's not expected to know anything. So basically, the people that watch that channel have accommodated themselves to the fact that they're just watching TV. They're just watching TV. Like, it's just their favorite. The Cozy is just their favorite TV show. And they watch it. They just like streamers. They like people that stream silly stunts and edgy content. And they laugh and they A-log them.
They like when teenagers get groomed by gay men.
Right. It's just entertainment. They're not there.
They call
for
the guy.
Politics.
You call the guy who got groomed a fag and say it's his fault. It's healthy shit.
You can do that, but you know,
nobody gets arrested.
You don't have to, but you know,
you can enjoy.
But the point being that they're not interested in the point of it. They're not interested in anything actual. They're just like literally the response to this guy saying this guy should have been better at like debunking the Holocaust. He should know more.
Yeah.
They're like, no, he's just a host. He's a TV host. Well, he doesn't have no anything. He's just be entertaining. And I'm like, well, first of all, he fails even at that. But secondly, no, he doesn't. Like, yeah, it was just interesting to me that how much those guys. And then one of them even said that he had stopped following us, that because I got brought up in the thread, someone was like, there's no way this guy can debate Enoch. And then someone's like, Enoch, I haven't heard anything about him in years, but that stuff got boring years ago, so I don't watch that anymore. And I'm like, first of all, our show isn't boring, but second of all, very interesting, you were no longer entertained, so you just went to go watch the silly show, the circus show on this other website, because that's, I guess, more tickles your fancy more. Whatever, that's fine. That's your taste, but sort of funny.
You're sort of missing the aspect of that being like a bot message. There's like style guide. There's style guide phrases that they use when our people come up, and that's one of them. It used to be talk about that it's irrelevant.
Oh yeah, they pretend that they haven't heard of us.
These also aren't real accounts most of the time. Like the botted up nature of that whole of the America First scene is palpable. You can't ignore it. And there's certain turns of phrase they use repetitively, and that's one of them. So it's not a
genuine. that we aren't entertaining.
Yes,
or
that it got boring, they haven't heard anything about you in a long time.
They haven't heard anything about us.
These sort of things are style guide bot messages that they like. There's a trigger. There's somewhere in the thread. There's a trigger that brought that response about. It's just not. It's not real.
Well, it was very funny when when that girl that Fuentes talked to asked for other edgy people to talk to, and somebody brought me up, and then like the gripers flooded the thread with basically bot messages saying this guy's cringe, this guy, don't talk to him or whatever. Yep. But you know,
is it your cringe because you don't put on a gimp mask?
I don't know, man. I don't care.
You're cringe because they can't get into your DMs and like uncover horrible degenerate things that go on in your personal life, because they all have.
Yeah.
You know, not having skeletons in your closet is cringe. Not being a total fraud on the internet, talking a big game about family values and conservative Christian living, while being like a fag who likes teenagers. That's cringe. That's cringe. So, speaking of the other, yeah, speaking of both of those, speaking of that subject,
like care about that years ago, but
oh no, we're not. We've never been in that scene. Like, there's not a political movement there. It is literally just a grift scene, and it's all just like gossipy, weird shit. And I want to talk about
that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just not. I almost feel dumb talking about it.
Well, no, I want to bring it up because I had a purpose for bringing it up. I'm talking. Remember, we're late to the party on this guy, but Gabe Hoffman, the Jew who produced and owns an open secret documentary, which he has been trying to dine out on since 2015 or 16, that doc came out.
Where, like,
where he exposed some low level entertainment agents who were preying on young people. He sort of exposed the Bryan Singer thing a little bit. He had a little bit of a hand in that. But he kept it.
I think Bryan Singer legitimately hasn't worked in a while because.
Yeah, but I mean, he didn't expose Bryan Singer. Like, they used.
Yeah, that was already.
They
being
used
done,
the Bryan Singer allegations to get more attention on this doc. But then it's like Gabe Hoffman has done nothing in the interest of stopping pedophilia in Hollywood or anywhere else ever since. He's just sat on Twitter. He has a Twitter account called Open Secrets, where basically all it does is. It tweets about stories of pederasts not getting stiff enough sentences, and none of them are ever Jewish. They're always just like just people, or bonus points if it's somebody, if it's like a Catholic preacher or something somewhere, like a man of the cloth. Like, that's basically all he does. Like, his whole fucking shtick is to keep this controversy away from the Jews, away from his people. And how did he get into this? It's like, again, it's like Gabe Hoffman is a Jew. He's a hedge fund manager, and he got his hand into documentary. Like, these are just things, like, when you're a Jew, you just get to go do and be successful at. Like, you're just like, what do you want to do, young Jewish man? I think I'm going to run a hedge fund and make documentary films. Oh, okay. Well, here's your magic carp ride into that industry, paved by, you know, other Jews who took this industry over fucking decades ago. You can just fucking get on this. And what he does now, because he's a big A-log. He likes to A-log America First, specifically the live streamer Dalton Clodfelter, who quit recently. But his threat is still. But he has not quit making fun of Dalton Clodfelter. But what does he make fun of Dalton Clodfelter for? Because what does Dalton Clodfelter work for? He works for America First. He works for Cozy TV. What is the most salient factoid about Cozy and America First? Well, that in the interest of so-called political expediency, the results of which no one can really explain to me because I don't know what was politically expedient about anything these people have ever done. They worked with Ali Alexander, who was grooming their own teenage members for dick pics and sexual abuse. And when the accusations came to light, when the whistle was blown by their own people, the America First response was, Milo said that he's a gay pedo and he's lying. Well, actually, no, he never said he was lying. He said the victim of the grooming is the one that's in trouble. He shouldn't be trying to tempt Ali Alexander with dick pics to get political favors. So basically an inversion of it. And also Milo did this. Milo's a gay pedo who I worked with for 2 years beforehand. But now I think that. And Gabe Hoffman does not make fun of Dalton Clodfelter or anybody else from AF for being covering up for pedophile grooming by Ali Alexander and anybody else. He makes fun of them for being anti-Semitic, fascist, and for basically the embarrassment of not having a lot of viewers and all the cringe stuff that they say about their personal lives. This thread on, well, I'm going to pull this up right now, but of course I did not. Well, it's just an interesting thing. Like, this is who Gabe Hoffman is. Gabe Hoffman is not like a hero for like the victims of child trafficking or child sex trauma. He's just a Jew. And here's his thread on Dalton Clodfelter. Look how far I'm going to scroll. I didn't even get to the top of it. These are all messages.
It's not even very interesting.
No, but I'm just the point being, he never once touches. Polish choice of word. Never once touches the child sex abuse scandal. He just talks about how they're anti-Semites. He talks about how they're Holocaust deniers. He talks about how they're fascists. Not this entire thread. You can control F it. You don't see the words Ali Alexander. You don't see the words grooming. You don't see the world teen sex. Nothing. It's just making fun of this poor guy.
Action going on against Ali Alexander.
Supposedly, there's a case open in Colorado where Smiley the Fed is from. Smiley is his victim when Smiley was 15, Ali extorted dick pics out of him, and he came forward on Richard Spencer's podcast of all places. And he was one of Milo's accusers that he brought to light. And
I feel like this is what a shit show.
It's a terrible shit show.
So the Smiley kid went on Spencer's show to talk about this.
Yeah, that was where it was first revealed, and then I guess Milo got a hold of him and this whole thing. But the telling response was Nick Fuentes basically said that, like, this is Smiley's fault. He shouldn't have been grooming Ali Alexander, who was in his 30s at the time. And basically now all the gripers just call Smiley gay. He's now just a fag. He was the victim. He was the victim of somebody that Nick Fuentes has came out and said specifically, yeah. I work with these people and held my nose for political expediency. Basically, he's telling you, yes, I did it, and I knew, and I don't care. Here's why I did it. But now I support Donald Trump again. And Kanye West was a bad move. Kanye West maybe take my math. But anyway, the point being, Gabe Hoffman. Oh, hi, guys. Here's another pre-recorded interruption. Not an actual interruption. I'm just here to remind you, we need you to go ahead and pick up a subscription at therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use money orders, you can use crypto, you can use e-checks, you can even go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's Other Tone Stream, and you can use your credit card on there to get around the Jews' banishment of our banking services. That works. So you can do that until you can't. I don't know. But thanks. We'll be right back to the show now. Gabe Hoffman does not come after these people for being child sex predators, alleged child sex predators. He comes after them for being anti-Semitic and for being Holocaust denier.
Here's something I didn't know.
Gabe Hoffman has not done anything about child sex abuse in, like, it's been 8 years since that movie came out. You know what? The only thing he's done is sue the fucking director of the thing, of the documentary that he financed. That's all he's done.
So Ali Alexander, I never looked into this very much.
Okay.
Because I always assumed that America First was gay, so none of this surprised me. But apparently there's this thing that they say, and Ali Alexander said this.
Okay.
This is a New York Magazine. It says, the far right picked its sides in the scandal. Alexander issued an apology, beginning with a strange intro. This is too gay. He acknowledged he had been struggling with SSA, a conservative acronym for same-sex attraction.
Mm-hmm.
So does this come up a lot in discussions SSA? In this scene?
I've never heard
that.
That,
like,
before,
guys
no.
are like, yeah, I admit I got little SSA.
I've never
Who
heard
Who hasn't?
That, no.
It's a little weird. They have an acronym for it, and they openly discuss it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was driving at, is that strange. It seems like this is a topic. I mean, because if you don't have to explain what SSA is, when you're addressing your own community and you just use that acronym, that means it's expected that members of this community know what you mean, right? So it's like, okay, because if I come into this thread, I'm like, is that, what is that? Is it like some muscular issue or some nervoskeletal issue? Like, what is that? What is that? Like, is that like, what are you having? Is that like a nervous system condition? What's going on?
Yeah,
you have the same thing that Sean King has? Yeah. What is it?
Yeah, do you have like a late night TV advertisement for some kind of treatment for it?
Is that an STD maybe? Is that like, I don't know. But no, well, it is sort of an STD, I guess. But, yeah, so that's funny that they have like a shorthand for talking about, because apparently a lot of them struggle with this issue, which is interesting. I mean, that's not hardly surprising. I mean, lots of conservatives struggle with SSA.
I don't think they struggle, though. I think they just embrace it.
Yeah, I think the struggle is the their online persona is struggling with.
When I see somebody like Lindsey Graham, I'm like, no, he's just gay.
Yeah, he's not struggling, no.
He doesn't seem to struggle.
I don't think Milo is struggling either. I mean, Milo probably also was talking about how his time with SSA or whatever. This probably is used with like Church Militant a lot, right? They probably
Church Militant probably constantly talking
about SSA, right?
Right. I would imagine so.
Right.
I mean, that's what Church Militant is for. Struggling with SSA.
It's men with SSA.
Church Militant is just a confessional for men with SSA. It says, do your SSA. You know, don't struggle with it all week. Just on Sunday, come in and confess to one of us all the things you did.
I actually like that we've got this new – this is funny that we – this is a new thing we can use.
Born in the SSA. I was born in the SSA.
Like I'm getting a little SSA vibe here. I don't know. You tell me, you know, if you're picking up on it, you know.
That is SSA.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's what it meant. It meant same sex.
Anyway,
Reichsführer, like Heinrich Himmler was the Reichsführer of same sex.
Oh God!
Actually, Heinrich Himmler. I've got this pamphlet. This is supposedly from a speech of his called like the homosexual threat to the world or something.
Oh yeah, I have that too somewhere.
It's pretty funny. It's actually not, if you read it, it's more boring than you'd think. He's not A-logging faggots that much. What he's saying is, like, we shouldn't have women doing masculine things because this is going to make them less attractive to men. It's kind of a, it's actually, I'm more and more convinced that guy was a spurg. It's a very weird argument. And I'm like, he was saying, like, we should, because they had, like, Nazi Girl Scouts, right? And they would wear brown shirts and go hiking. And he's like, this is bad. They need to be more feminine. We can't have women being like men because, you know, it's kind of spurgy. I could see Spurgs like loving the argument because it's sort of principled and kind of an offbeat, like way too specific way.
Well, that's just
like,
another, that's just another like PUA, like talking point. Like,
yeah,
another reason,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
this is
like, what, I feel like
this is why I can't get along with
today,
women at all.
Totally be in like this incel Spurg community. I'm telling you.
Well, that community is so, oh, good. So you want to talk about Andrew Tate then? We can go there next.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that whole community is just, I mean,
since we're doing this shit,
it's really sad what's left of the manosphere. It's just completely just Jewed. It's just 100% Jew grifters everywhere. And so we have the Andrew Tate thing. I have to try to
remember Andrew Tate, just so everyone understands, Andrew Tate is a nigger,
right?
Andrew Tate's ethics are the ethics of the nigger. They are nigger ghetto ethics, and these seem impressive to conservative youth today to some extent because they are thoroughly libertarian. Like, as I've always said, blacks are the real libertarian.
Can we get this picture a little larger?
And Andrew Tate's sort of like,
oh look, here's another
to get money.
Here's another totally candid photo of Andrew Tate and his brother strutting like a couple of nigger faggots. Wow, who took so there, right, which handle right. of yours took the, how many photos were there before you decided on that one? Where you both have good mid stride. It's just like it's so fake, and they're such niggers.
Yeah.
But that's not what I was going with. I had to zoom in so far with Twitter.
I saw some other stuff A-logging Andrew Tate over the weekend, but I don't really engage. I didn't even get into
it. Oh my god!
Not even worth it. Something happened with him.
Now, just every fucking post of his, he's such a dork. He's just such a faggot. It's
well, he's
so
got that
funny.
Cro-Mag. He's got that Cro-Mag aesthetic, right? He's got that smooth forehead.
I can't see. Now, here's
he's
a video. This has nothing.
He's got like a nigger's physiognomy. I mean,
this has nothing to do.
It's got like a bean-shaped nigger head.
This has nothing to do with what I was going to talk about. I can't tell if this video is making fun of him or not. This is Andrew Tate working out. Like, I don't understand what I'm supposed to get from this.
Well, this is why I hate. So
like what are those like 3-pound dumbbells? Like what is he doing? Like am I supposed to be impressed?
It looks I'm getting an SSA vibe here. But like again, I don't know what is going on.
Like I don't know why. Like is the person who posted this laughing at him, or is this another like curated? Like this is who I am, manly.
It's
I can't
not
tell.
Angle this being videoed from is that
like,
somebody holding it up?
That's what
like
I'm telling.
This?
He has like he has like a photographer that fought. Like oh god, here's another. This is one of my favorites. Totally,
but that wasn't Andrew Tate.
Totally, was that not Andrew Tate? I think it was. I can't tell. That's what I said. I can't tell. But this is him. This is another one of their totally not set up candid photos of the two of them living their best masculine life.
That's a pose shot.
Is that Dave Rubin?
No, this is totally real. This was a random photographer, not someone that's on his payroll that like posts these things for like simps to look at. I just,
fucking
cringe. Yeah,
that's a pose shot. Like, this guy is fake.
It's so
and that
bad.
Guy lifting weights wasn't Andrew Tate, I don't think. Somebody else.
I can't tell. But
he didn't have like quite the. He didn't really have like the smooth forehead. Look.
It's got it, well, his hair looks thin. Long in that. Like I don't, I can't tell.
And he has a beard. I don't think Andrew Tate can grow facial hair.
I don't know.
All the way,
people very loosely.
I don't know, dude. This is just shit. This is garbage. Like, what? So what happened with this fucking?
I'm looking for it. I'm looking for it.
Is it actually anything important that matters?
Well, no. It matters just in the sense of like what this person represents and what he's trying to do. Like here, okay. Yeah. Then what you are like you and McNabb, you and Stryker were talking about like the nigger shit. Like here he is peacocking in front of a car.
Right. He's just a nigger. Like this guy
he's
is
a
nigger.
He's
like,
trying,
there's no,
and he's giving like he's telling incels how to attract whores. And then warning them.
He's been posing next to anime waifus. He has been doing that.
Hmm.
But the thing is,
oh, there you go.
At the same time, he does that. But here's the thing: at the same time that Tate does this, He also brags that he plays these same kind of men. Do you remember that video? Maybe you didn't see it. It came out a few weeks ago, or maybe it came out a long time ago, and I only saw it a few weeks ago. I don't know. He was on some podcast or some internet show with a bunch of co-hosts. It was like a Burger King Kids Club of like edgy Manosphere guys. Like there was some blacks, a Latino, a white guy. They were all pretty, looked like fucking losers, to be honest with you. But he was telling them how he, one of the scams he ran in Eastern Europe was he would get these cam whore models to, I don't know what the term is. It's not really catfish, but to sort of scam Western, lonely Western guys that had a little bit of money out of like tens of thousands of dollars by basically doing like Nigerian prisoner scams, basically saying, I need money. I'm in Eastern Europe. I need money to get to America. And getting money and then saying, oh, I missed my appointment at the embassy, and then I'm supposed to meet the consulate and fill out the paperwork, and I need more money, and just like stringing guys along like that.
Yeah.
So, and he was basically saying that he was doing this, like he had a factory for this, and he was making like millions of dollars doing this.
That's what he was arrested for.
At the same time, so if that's true, the same people he's targeting, the same people that like live vicariously through him and watch him and enjoy this stuff, are his targets for this other scam that he's running.
Right. Oh, you don't like interruptions. Well, this is a different kind of an interruption. This is a pre-recorded interruption to remind you that you wouldn't be hearing this interruption if you would actually pony up, support our work here at TRS, and buy a subscription to the show. It's only $10 a month, unless you're using like e-checks. Then there's some extra fees because the e-checks fucking suck. Don't use those. The point is, we need your support. You can't use credit cards anymore. It's kind of a pain in the balls, but we still need you to help us out. And if you're enjoying the content, these silly commercials will go away. We won't bother you anymore if you just do. So go to therightstuff.biz/paywall, make an order. You can use Z-checks. You can mail in a money order. You can use a bunch of different cryptocurrencies, all which suck and are annoying, but we'll get it figured out. Or you can go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's Other Tone Stream, and you can... give me a donation there and send me a screenshot of the transaction. We'll get you figured out. So, yeah. I guess any second now we'll go back to the show. I don't know when because I don't want these to be quick and predictable so that you can't just skip through them to make them go away. So this one's going to be a little extra long. But yeah, you need a subscription. You need a subscription.
Which is also why it's like, this is also why like the online thing is just a problem. Generally. I would ban like online shit with it. Like,
yeah, no one should be allowed to use
internet. There's so much shit that would be banned under my rule.
I can't.
Social media should just go.
Yeah,
it should be gone.
I can't find the tweet, but somebody put together a collage and it said, "This is the panel."
Like at this point, social media has long since, to the extent it ever had usefulness, which is a dicey proposition. If you listen to Alex's podcast with James, you'll see why. It's a suspect proposition that it ever had much value, but at this point, even for us, you could argue that we didn't really grow from social media. No, we grew our audience by doing our podcast.
We use social media the same way we could have used a BBS board or ham radio.
Right. We mostly use it to stay in touch with each other.
Yeah, right. That's all it was.
And like we just did this show, and the show got popular. You know, people shared it on platforms, and that's why it got popular. But it was the content that made it. It wasn't my Twitter account was never, it was only an auxiliary. It was never the thing driving the show, you know? And if I lost it, you know, it didn't really affect us very much losing that stuff. I mean, obviously it had some effect, but like point being that at this point, and what's funny is I'm not the only one coming to this conclusion. Even some conservatives are now coming to this conclusion. And they're saying like Musk's, like Sohrab Ahmari has his article in American Conservative about how Musk's Twitter is essentially useless. And now the funny thing is this article buys into the idea that it used to be useful and now it's not. And he's using what Alex was critiquing, which is the metrics inherent to Twitter, to now critique Twitter because he's not getting as many likes and retweets as he used to. And he's like, Twitter is like yelling into a void now where it used to be more engagement. And it's like, okay, so you used to give you more what you felt like was some kind of interaction that was doing something.
God.
Right? But now it doesn't.
All right. I just found my case in point.
That reminds me of a a certain person who did a poll of his audience to find out how they found his stuff, which to me sounded an awful lot like, well, you know, I've been running this parking garage and all the people coming here are driving cars. So obviously.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Oh my God. Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the thing. It's like.
So I can't find the tweet, but somebody made, and I can't tell if they were serious or not. It was a collage of images. It was Andrew Tate, Destiny, a couple other Groiper streamers, and it said, "This is the panel we need." And Andrew Tate retweeted it with the message, "Blocked for associating me with dorks." And it's like, this nigga.
I can't quite blame him on
that. No, but it's like, this nigga doesn't know that he's a dork. Andrew Tate is a dork.
That's true.
I mean, listen to this fucking tweet. While I was scrolling.
He's basically like,
hold on, just let me do this. Like, while I, yeah,
except
he is,
more so.
He's Arini with more steroids.
Yeah.
I don't even know if Arini took it, but anyway, here's a tweet from Andrew Tate from May 12th. I'm trying to find this tweet. I couldn't find it. "I own Star Wars. I own it and every fucking dork who's ever seen it. I am the culture. I am the internet. I am the face of man. Without me, none of you are anything. May the force be with me." And then he's got this video where he spliced himself in to episode one footage. This is a, look at this fucking dork. Look at this weak chin, overbite fucking mixture. Look at this fucking dork.
That is not.
This is an 8-minute video where he's cutting himself into fucking Star Wars scenes. Look at this.
Looks like an alien.
Look at this fucking shit.
Looks like one of the gray aliens.
Look at this. Look what he's gonna do. What the fuck does this guy think he's?
I don't know who you are.
I am Andrew Tate.
I'm dying.
Oh my God, that was a great punchline.
Oh my God, this guy has
I
fucking.
I am Andrew Tate,
and I am not a dork. You are. I live a completely meaningless existence where I fucking imitate gangster rappers and bang whores, but I'm not a dork. I tell losers what they want to hear for a living on the internet, propped up on by my spook CIA daddy. But I'm not a dork.
So is he back in
that just that head shape, that skull shape? Just I don't know how you go. This is something that always bugged me about this guy. I'm like, bro, you are like not to. I mean, I'm going back to Chromatic Soul days. Like that guy is the ultimate Cro-Mag.
Oh man, Chromatic Soul.
Like that is the Cro-Mag. That's the smooth forehead, weak chin. There's no Neanderthal DNA working with that. There's no Neanderthal DNA There's no strong chin. There's no caveman to that face.
No, there's just
you need to have steroid abuse. Face has the caveman aesthetic to it. He doesn't have it. He's got like literally it's a nigger head. He's got like a bean shaped like African nigger head.
A bean head.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. He's got like one of these. He's probably just small brain, small head, like nigger shaped heads. Definitely. So,
I think Cockrell watched Prep because I'm seeing people in my replies like replying to him. It's like he just doesn't want to talk to you, dude.
That's good. Yeah. Oh, well, like I don't like Matthew.
What about dorks?
I'll email you in a few days on my own time. Just chill out.
Or just show up for the debate and shut up. Stop crying.
Yeah,
just
call me or I'll get in touch on the 17th and we'll figure out what time we're going to do it and when we're going to stream it. Whatever.
It's do I get to be on that call? I'll mute. I just want to laugh.
Yeah, you can be on it.
That's just going to be an episode of Tedious, right? It's just you two talking about the Holocaust for however long.
I mean, it's going to be on a Saturday, but yeah, we'll probably I mean, my plan is just to stream it. Maybe to our Odyssey channel and then also to the site. I don't know. If he can stream to his YouTube channel if he knows how to do that.
Honestly, I honestly think we should be able to finagle a day off out of this where we just post that conversation and we all just fuck off and
maybe then we just do it for a Monday show or something. I don't know. But it might not take that long.
Or even if we pre-recorded on Saturday and just take Monday off and just show that. That'll be fun.
Right. That was what I was saying, but it might not fill 3 hours.
For the Free Fag edition? I'll just put commercials in the middle of his. Well, he doesn't have any good points, so it wouldn't even help. But
yeah, I don't know. I mean, whatever.
Hours. It's however long it is.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true. There's no requirement that we do 3 hours.
3 hours.
What?
Oh, I found a drawing of Andrew Tate. Looks just like him. Look at that bean.
Anyway, one thing
I can't tell if Andrew Tate has like actual engagement or if it's just people A-logging him like 24/7.
It's one of those people. This is the other thing about social media, is that you can be as successful and get as much engagement by being somebody that people hate as by being somebody that people like. Right? Like you can, and Fuentes follows this philosophy too. Like a lot of Fuentes's notoriety engagement comes because people fucking hate him. And they enjoy hating him.
I hear you coughing, but that's just not true anymore. I think, Alex, that one is sort of gone by. I don't think anyone bothers to hate on Spencer anymore, do they? Is that what you were saying?
No, he's just dead. He's all around dead. Yeah. Because again, Spencer's only presence anymore is like his Twitter account, and just nobody gives a shit. So it's whatever, right?
All
right. And it's only because the only reason these people started paying attention to him again. was because he was doing novelty takes, you know, where he's like, yes, go Ukraine, like go NATO, like gay stuff actually is going to conquer the earth. And people just don't want to hear that. Like, that's just like no one like wants to hear that shit. Right.
Yeah. But if you say
even the people that want to hear go Ukraine don't want, because Spencer, here's the funny thing. His novelty take is he's honest about what NATO's agenda is.
Okay.
He's not pretending Ukraine is Nazis. He's like, no, they're gay. That's why I'm supporting them. No, they're not Nazis. No, they're faggots. That's why I'm supporting. They're liberal faggots. That's why I support it. Very novel, very interesting approach he's taken. I don't know if it's going to work out for him. Doesn't seem to be.
Well, you have to.
But
it
generated
some
controversy and interest briefly. But,
well, you have to change. You have to change tactics when that runs out, because eventually people are going to stop responding to your bait, and that's kind of where he's been for a while.
Unlike Germany, that's out of gas.
Like I don't even know like what he has said lately. I haven't heard anything about him. It's just like this is not part of the thought process anymore.
I don't know. None of this, honestly, this whole last 40 minutes we've done, none of this matters.
Yeah, but it's all funny.
It is funny.
It's all been good and entertainment.
It is funny.
I don't remember what kind of serious shit we have. Oh, we have Disney A logs.
This article on Musk is kind of funny.
Well, just before that, just briefly, the Disney A logs. This is how down bad the Disney A logs are. Their best case scenario, they're hoping and praying that Jon Favreau and David Filoni make a movie trilogy where they use deep fakes of Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, and Carrie Fisher. They've gone from making fun of the deep fake Moff Tiernan, whatever the fuck his name was, or Tarkin. I don't remember the name of that character.
Hey, it's your worst possible nightmare. It's the sound of Borzoi interrupting whatever wonderful talking point Mike is making right now, interrupting your own train of thought. And you're in this position, listening to me right now, well, because you're listening to the free version of this show. You're not even getting all the content, and now you have to listen to me. Is this what you want? Is it really? You want to hear this? You want to hear me? That just can't possibly be what you want. So if you want to rectify that issue, go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can make one-time donations and get 3 months, 6 months, even a year. So why are you doing this to yourself? This has to be especially troubling because I'm not even going to check the audio on how this sounds. So you could also be listening to just terrible audio right now. So why not just stop doing this to yourself and get behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall?
No idea.
They made that movie Rogue One where they put a digital Carrie Fisher and a digital Grand Moff somebody. Right. And everybody was making fun of how cringe that and shitty that was. And now things are so terrible, they're hoping to God that they get to see a deep fake Han Solo. That's best case scenario for them for what can go happen with the fucking franchise.
Well, the technology of that stuff is also improved.
That's what they've been saying.
I don't remember that being cringe at all when they did that super hyper realistic version of Grand Moff Tarkin. I remember it being chilling. It was like, oh my God.
It looks like a video game.
Oh no.
Yeah, and
they're almost there.
But now they're like, now they're praying for that.
The uncanny valley that was that smidgen of uncanny valley has been wiped out. They can do fully.
Well, reality is so bad.
New Unreal Engine is legitimately unreal.
Reality is so bad that they want the uncanny valley. Like they're praying, please give us uncanny valley so that we can escape. You know, race swapping
else. It's like the Canny Valley now. It just like looks
it's
like
the Canny Valley.
It's so close. Even that movie. if you watch that movie like on a regular TV, you probably will not even notice.
Right. And so the point here being that here's the thing, like, whether I don't know who this other person other than Jon Favreau is. I have no idea. Anyone other than Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher, frankly.
Dave Filoni is just another showrunner guy. He made all those computer animated Star Wars cartoons that everyone seems to say is the best content from the Star Wars universe. So, I mean, I don't want to watch cartoons, and I don't care about anyone named Ahsoka or any of that shit, but supposedly he's the mastermind behind all that.
Yeah, I don't care about these...
And he's been trying to wrangle the Mandalorian away, and they're trying... The cope is like, please, like, Kathleen Kennedy, you're almost old enough to retire. Please retire so we can have deep fake movies about Han Solo. It's the, basically, someone said, I think it was Borzoi, said that, like, Jon Favreau is the QAnon of Disney.
As Trump is to Q, Favreau is to like Disney A-Log.
Yeah, so those are the two guys.
What I think is sad about this is that I will bet you, and from looking at some of those people doing that content, I will bet you that these are like people who were like Trump supporters in 2016. Who are like online
I'm sure they are,
the Trump thing for like immigration and building a wall and stuff. And over their expectations, and just it happened slowly. They didn't realize it happened. It was over a number of years. There was this creep of irrelevance and censorship that they are now, like, they were at one point, they're like lock her up, build a wall, and now they're like, I want a deep fake Han Solo, and they don't realize how far they've fallen because it didn't happen all at once. It was tiny, minute steps over the course of 6 years, but here they are. I will bet you that's true. I mean, think about like Sargon is back now.
Did you know that IMDb had to change their rating system because of The Little Mermaid?
Yeah, they do. They go through review bombing. Yeah.
Well, that's been. I thought they did this with when that Ghostbusters movie.
Well, they did that. I think that was Rotten Tomatoes.
Every time they need to, they do this.
They're doing it with
IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes. You have to be like verified audience now.
You have to prove that you've seen the movie or that you bought a ticket.
Like,
at least
you put out cringe, terrible, fucking echo chamber garbage, and then people are mad about it. And like, well, we got to shut those people up.
Well, here's the calculation that they're making, and this is kind of our point: is like, yeah, people don't like it. But the thing is, the people that don't like it are inevitably nerdy white males, or maybe not so nerdy.
Well, what's the categorical distinction between review bombing and just genuinely disliking some garbage?
Well, if you don't like it, that's the problem, right?
Is it there's people, and the reason this audience, the white male audience that oftentimes grew up with some of these things and has enjoyed them their whole life, and they're mad. They feel like, you know, I think it's kind of pathetic, but, you know, whatever. Here we are. They're angry that their franchises have been betrayed or they're not being handled correctly or whatever. And the people that were put in charge of these things, the Jews and, you know, the libtards that were put in, they resent this audience. And they're like, see, we're just going to wait you out.
Right. That's
We're going to continue to make shit content, and we're going to wait until our audience is a bunch of 90 IQ mixed race people.
Yes. That's what all these movies are for.
And they will be happy with anything.
They'll be happy with being represented as well. Like, oh.
Right. Yeah.
I'm a mystery meat too, just like the Little Mermaid.
The cast will be mystery meat. Mm-hmm. The plots and the stories will be retarded tropes over and over again. Same crap. Nothing interesting. And the audience will like it because they're racially represented and there's like things that go boom and flash and loud and explodey or music or, you know, just stupid shit, right? They are easily like that picture of all those beaners in New York City, like watching Avengers. You know, remember that one? They're all like, oh my God. They're all like loving it, right? So, and I remember years ago on Lou Rockwell, I read this article about beaners are like the least critical audience of movies. Mm-hmm. They'll just watch any movie. And any movie with even if it's like a racist depiction from a white liberal perspective, like a Speedy Gonzales, like the Chihuahua there was some animated movie about dogs, and it was a Chihuahua. I think Cheech Marin played the Chihuahua, and it was criticized for being like a Mexican, like an over the top stereotype of like a Mexican, like a Speedy Gonzales thing, right? But beaners fucking loved it because that doesn't offend them. They think that's fucking funny. and they'll watch that shit all day. And frankly, that's funnier than most things. The Beaner stereotype as a Chihuahua is probably actually pretty funny. It's probably the only entertaining thing in that movie. But like, they don't give a shit. They'll watch it, they'll buy a ticket, and they'll go every weekend. So yep. This is what Jewish capitalism in America is waiting for. They're waiting for the uncritical consumer base. And apparently, they're willing to put up with this massive increase in retail theft. Even though that's causing some problems for them now, they'll sort it out probably by inflating prices for the average consumer. They're willing to put up with this. They're willing to put up with it. Because in the end, the end goal of Jewish capitalism, which is, as I've said, is to create a fungible class of like lower class brown goyim who are just watching shit and consuming things and buying crap.
Buying
while Jews are at the top.
Taking
of
out loans.
I mean, that legitimately is their goal. I mean, they tell you this. They tell you that's what they want for America. And I'm like, you know, there's going to be some problems you're going to run into with that. Like, I don't know if you can maintain
this kind of thing. Like, to sort of borrow from the mild-mannered YouTuber David Stewart, if you put a nigger in Little Mermaid, I don't need to actually sit down and critically review it. I know it's going to be bad. I can tell immediately, based on the casting, it's going to be shit. Because you smeared shit on the film.
Right, but additionally, you know the values.
And now look past that and then, like, critically examine the film? No.
But you also know that the values that it's going to be promoting are going to be shit. Like, it is because they, like, the recasting itself is a giveaway that it's going to have a certain point of view. And it's going to be one that's going to annoy you. And make you angry, and that you're not going to
a certain point.
Like,
a certain disdain for the source material, because if you can't get the simplest, most obvious detail right, then obviously don't give a shit about the rest of the story.
Well, I guess I'm just going to have to send this clip to myself because I can't find it. Those are really
fucking... They would fall back on like, well, there was never this. Remember when I had that debate with Anthony Rapp on Twitter, where he was saying Robert Jordan never said his characters were white. In the Wheel of Time.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, first of all,
you can just assume so.
That's not true. But secondly, he didn't have to. Why is it that Daryl K. Sweet, who was the painter that painted the covers of all of those books in their first editions, not a very good painter, admittedly. Like, if you guys, his figures are kind of goofy and not well proportioned, but whatever. He was the painter that painted. Why did he paint every one of these characters as white?
White supremacy.
I mean, where did he get that idea from?
From being a white supremacist, obviously.
Could it be that it's a medieval European-based fantasy world?
No.
So he didn't need to? Additionally, they did describe
whites just assume, white. White supremacists just assume whiteness everywhere they go. That's just part of their...
well, why should
That's how it happened.
I mean, if you're writing a work of fantasy that is drawing upon the long tradition of fantasy... writings in the white world, which are all based on European medieval settings, why shouldn't I assume everyone's white? I mean, that's the thing. Like, and everybody did. Everyone does. And I saw this article. This is kind of funny. Apparently, during the filming of the second season of Lord Them Rangs, they had like an on-staff psychiatrist.
To deal with racism. You saw this? Yeah.
To deal with, because the cast members... were struggling with the extreme what the article was describing, the over-the-top negative reaction of fans to season one. To
hey everybody, Jordan Peterson here. I wrote a book about 12 rules for how to live your life, and I have a 13th rule for you. Subscribe to TRS. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your needs.
The fact that they put it was Lord Them Rangs, right? And so, like, this has caused some of these black and brown cast members to have, like, mental problems, and so they have a shrink. Like, why are you even filming another season of it? Like, and the funny thing is, this article was pretending like Amazon's hopeful that they'll make a comeback because they lost a lot of money on Lord Them Rangs. Like, it was a big sink, and they didn't draw any subscribers because of it.
Yeah.
And they're like, they're hoping to get good ratings on Lord Them Rang season two.
I don't know
to like
what they are. I
like
just, I'm
to revive.
I'm sticking to my guns that this content is for like 20 years from now. So when someone wants to watch Tolkien, they go out, they watch the mixed race version.
And the whole thing is just setting the stage for new. They're willing to endure the A-logs. Mm-hmm. They're willing to endure the angry nerds.
It's not about making
money.
They're
willing
now.
To endure this.
Yep.
They're looking like in 20 years, America is going to be majority brown.
Speaking of which.
And they're going to love this shit. And they're going to uncritically consume it, even if it's crap. They don't care. Like the fact that nothing is new or interesting anymore, that's not going to matter to the new America.
Where's this clip?
And they tell themselves this.
This is a clip from Little Mermaid. This is great.
I was like, wow, chicka, wow, wow, chicka, wow.
I remember.
Well, ever since, the what's his name, the guy with the hair and the shirt?
The prince.
Yeah, the prince has been dropping hints. He wants to, you know when humans dress up nice like they're penguins? Throw rice for the pigeons. They're trying to blow up the pigeons. But those are just urban legends. I know a lot of really bad pigeons. Will you just listen, Sebastian? I got that scuttlebutt.
Hurry up.
You'll be like, what? When I drop that scuttlebutt.
There's your Little Mermaid. It's just the casting, right?
That's a well. What's funny is
it's just the casting.
Was that a callback to Remix Ignition? The fucking what's his name? The fucking rapper that pissed on 15-year-old girls, R. Kelly.
Oh,
it's an R. Kelly reference, wasn't it?
I didn't know that. I have no idea.
I didn't pick up
Remix
on
to
that.
Ignition.
I wasn't
yes.
listening to.
Swear to God,
I picked up on the idea that. Throwing rice to pigeons will blow their stomachs up because it expands when they eat it or something like that, which is not true, but like, you know, people, I remember when kids used to say that, but like, see, weren't there reviewers saying like the movie sucked, but like her performance was good? That was the cope that was being spread
that's
around?
That's what they're saying to the being accused by Nerdrotic, like that's what you put in your review so you don't get accused of being racist. Like, oh, she was great.
Yeah, you just
the
say
movie
that
was bad. It's like, well, no, the movie's bad because she's in it. And because of that music, and because of all the
but
shit,
everything's bad. The whole thing is.
Everyone knows.
Okay, father reviews are just buried under them, or under them complaining about the bad reviews.
Yeah. Yeah. Nerdrotic. Nerdrotic kind of got a little bit racist yesterday in the content I watched. He was a little over the line. I was like, "Whoa, buddy, you're gonna lose your monetization." Played the clip of Michelle Rodriguez talking about why you gotta steal all these heroes from white people? Why don't you make up your own? Sorry.
Michelle Rodriguez said that?
Yeah. It was pretty based.
Who's that? Because I was...
She's
Rosie Perez or something?
Yeah, she was like the new Rosie Perez in the aughts. She was all in the Fast and the Furious movies.
She gets killed in every single film that she stars in.
Oh, she was... because she was kicked out of Mandalorian, wasn't she?
No, that's another brown.
That was the Carano.
So, I know, it's easy to get them confused.
That was Carano.
Ben Shapiro was White Knighting for that other one, right?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Made crappy movies with her. Now, Michelle Rodriguez is from Fast and the Furious. I can't... Of course, that clip doesn't come up. This is what's great about... Twitter now, like I type in Michelle Rodriguez, I just want that clip. Twitter don't give it to you because it was racist. Really good back and forth going on in that website. Anyway,
they should put her and Kenneth Branagh together in a film and just have them die like every 5 minutes, just resurrected and killed.
And like Sean Bean and Michelle Rodriguez just keep dying.
Sean Bean, that's what I was trying to get.
Kenneth Branagh too. I mean, might as well throw him in there. Like.
Just like all these actors who, it's like in their fucking contract, they have to die before the film is over. Like, I was watching the new Dungeons & Dragons, and Michelle Rodriguez is in it. And, of course, she does die. They bring her back, but she had to die in the film. And it's like literally in her contract or something.
I'm not exactly sure.
Anyway.
Again, I've been such a...
Oh, for God's
what's
sake.
It called when you are such an A-log that you just don't... Well, you don't A-log anymore, when you ignore. Like, just, I guess... Like, is there a word for that in this? You know, I don't know.
I don't believe so.
But here's something I saw.
Hey, I found a review. The Little Mermaid didn't have enough kink, says the New York Times reviewer.
Let's see. Hopefully,
wait, what?
Hopefully this is the right...
The kids movie didn't have enough...
It's so stupid. It's like, stop stealing, you know, all the white people's superheroes. Like, make up your own.
Oh, this guy with the X-Men t-shirt, he's very upset.
This I'm ready to hear. Let's hear. I want to hear this bugman's react.
All right. Okay. All right. I was just gonna.
Is
this guy
Jewish? I'm gonna.
I have no idea who this is.
Is there an SSA thing going on here?
This was just the first search result for Michelle Rodriguez racist rant.
Apparently, alcohol turns Emrod into one of those white teenage boys on every geeky message board ever.
I'm not racist. Yeah. I'm just trying to maintain the integrity of the character.
Bullshit. Before you even ask, yes, it is possible to be racist against your own race. If you need any proof of that, look at black police officers.
That's enough.
I knew there would be SSA here. I just knew it. I saw SSA coming a mile away, and there was. I mean, just this, like.
Why is he calling her Emrod?
Like the feminine gesturing. Yeah.
That's what's got the thousand dick stare.
Right. He's also like, he's a beaner or something like that? Or he's like kind of a beaner?
His name is Flama. Latino?
Yeah, I got dude. The content on YouTube and Twitter is so bad. Like, I was looking at some stuff that's sort of like more like mainstream YouTube stuff, stuff that would theoretically be more in even my interest level. Somebody was talking about there's this guy who apparently, like, the prohibition on showing guns on Twitter has been relaxed as long as you're not white. Because there's this guy, he does something called a Combat Arms channel.
As long as you're not at the Columbine Memorial.
Well, I mean, there's that. And this guy, basically, he's like Marine vet, current Army something. He's brown I don't know if he's gay, but I'm getting SSA vibes from him. But he's like a brown, like he's very much like Time Magazine racist.
You're struggling with his SSA? That's what you're saying? I'm struggling with this guy's SSA.
Yeah, I'm struggling with it. But he's very much like Time Magazine race, like or Newsweek race, right? Like what was that? Is that, remember that? The cover of Time where they're like, this is America 50 years and it's beautiful. It was like that ambiguously brown person that was not clearly any race. This guy is like already there. And he's like ex-Marine, Army guy. And he's doing like, he does like reacts, but instead of to social media pranks or like old songs or something, he's doing it to like Ukraine war propaganda. So he's like, react, Russian tank on fire outside town, react. And so like, and then he also has stuff where he's like, I'm going to teach you how to like do combat pistol training. And he's got an actual gun in his hand. And maybe as long as he doesn't fire it, it's okay. I didn't watch it long enough to see if he fired or not. But it's just like,
it's like those
guy,
trained professional reacts. It's like fencing expert reacts to Star Wars kid, you know, do that kind of stuff.
Right. Right. But this guy, he's like, yeah, he's like, oh, Ukrainian operations destroyed tank or like, let me react. And I'm like, okay, like, I don't know. It's just like, it's a weird way to kind of launder Ukrainian government propaganda for an American audience. But like, but this is stuff goes on. And this guy's got like 2.5 million followers. And then I told you this story on Monday. But I got to tell this story for the audience. And I think I told it a little bit on Strike and Mike, but I'm going to tell it again. And I can even show you the video. I can even link the video, but I don't know. But apparently this is a guy that that Les A-logs this guy sometimes. Because I brought it up in a chat. And Bierman and the other guy were like, oh, yeah, we A-log this guy occasionally.
Oh, yeah. That's all real.
So
now this is
Borislav was maliciously doubting this.
That's an SSA struggle right there.
I followed.
That's
Dutton
an SSA struggle. Wow. I'm sorry, Mike. I just was seeing
Dutton. Dutton's kind of like the king of the just so story.
I don't know anything about Dutton. I
would still go to a pub with him. It would be fun to drink with. But outside of that, I don't know.
I'd be like, tell me the just so story
what
today.
What the fuck? This shit's not ending. What are the evolutionary reasons for back sex? What are the evolutionary reasons for heterosexual couples enjoying anal sex? What's the psychology of people who develop fetishes or paraphilias? What are the evolutionary reasons for analingus / rimming? Jesus Christ. What are the evolutionary reasons for cunnilingus? What are the evolutionary reasons for fellatio? Okay. I don't think I need to know.
These are all going to be like.
I don't need to know.
What does he mean by back sex?
I don't really
talk about.
I guess he means butt sex, right?
Wait, what? Mike was going to say what? Did we all miss that? Is that because this is the Free Fag Edition? Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall for your subscription today.
You can't have sex with your back.
But no, he makes a distinction, like, with anal sex, doesn't he?
Does he mean like doggy style?
Yeah, is he talking about doggy style? Is he talking about like,
these are not questions.
We already know that. That's the penis angle just so story, right? We've covered that here.
I just don't feel like I just don't think I need those questions answered or
I'm
asked.
Not really interested in watching those videos.
No,
honestly.
I am.
I also
gotta
know.
Tell me the story, Doc.
We have to
I'm
see.
Also confident.
We
sounds
have
like
to know.
He's
like pinheading right now.
Like,
I'm sorry.
Dutton doesn't seem to be too interested in. Sort of, I don't know. I don't really watch videos, so I can't really say. But it always seems to me like he tells just those stories. Like that's always the impression I get when people talk about him. Like, does he have any evidence of this, or is he just kind of? It makes sense. And it seems like, it makes sense, maybe. But anyway, whatever.
I'm sorry about that.
He can do what he wants. But, here's my
thing. What Borzoi calls like IQ nationalism. He slips into that one a lot.
Well, the whole IQ like nationalist. Spiteful mutant nationalism, like, is if the problem isn't, I mean, sure. Yes, there are these people who are spiteful mutants. It's a good term. But there's also Jews that are like directing how the society functions. It is not.
That's kind of missing from his analysis for the most part. I actually can't recall him ever talking about the Jewish problem.
Well, he sees it as like a subset of the spiteful mutant problem. I mean, I've seen people try and like find synchronicity with the Jewish problem and the spiteful mutant problem. I would say, but anyway, so this is a funny story about me looking into stupid shit online. So one of our friends posts in a chat. I already told you the story, Jesse, so you can, if you might not remember it, about that there was this fat kid or fat guy that was on the Linus Tech Tips YouTube channel, which I've never heard of before, but apparently it's got 15.5 million followers. It's a big channel for PC building and repair and parts and shit like that, right? And that's whatever. That's fine. But again, it is still like one of these, it's a product channel. It's essentially advertising products to you. And that's why it does very well and why it's promoted by YouTube. And it's exactly the kind of content, the apolitical product-based content that YouTube is rapidly turning into across the board that looks like it's grassroots because apparently the guy just started doing this channel years ago and then it became this thing. Anyway, there's this fat guy on the channel and he stopped being on it for a while and now he's a tranny. And so he's come out as a tranny.
Not based.
But so when I hear this guy, our buddy's like, oh, the Linus Tech Tips fat guy comes out as a tranny. It does appear like this seems to be an angle that Jews are giving to like low status white guys to get some kind of recognition or status or praise or dopamine hit or whatever. There's something going on here with essentially low status white dude saying like I'm a tranny now in order to gain status because this happened. This seemed to work with this guy, right? He's getting all this praise now. And so I was just sort of curious, like, who is this? I never heard of this before, but I did see the picture of him. And he's like a big fat dude with like a blonde wig or blonde long hair that, you know. And so I was like, what did he look like before? So I just searched it to see. And the first thing I actually got was a conservative video, a video by a conservative guy who has cultivated this grizzled boomer aesthetic and who like comments and does reacts. I'll actually just link the video because it's better to just A-log it. Although Les did tell me that they A-log this guy occasionally. So we're not even doing an original bit, but it was funny because they were like, they heard, you know, Bierman saw me describing this in a chat. He's like, I know that guy.
It will affect Linus.
Oh, I occasionally A-log that guy.
Oh, I've seen this face and I scrolled past it.
Yes.
All right, I've never seen
not
this
really
guy.
That's the big deal. That's not really this guy. He actually doesn't look very different. But anyway,
well, he looks like he's in
intro.
That. He looks
I don't want to focus on him. We're focusing on the boomer who's commenting and his critique of his react to this. It's very interesting.
Oh, okay, this guy.
So we're reacting to react. So here we have this guy, right?
Oh, he's like looks like the guy from Supernatural, the handler there.
Well, he's literally. First of all, just so you understand, that guy, the conservative boomer dude, that guy's an accountant from Sarasota, Florida. So he's
and he's talking about Honey Boo Boo's new mom.
Whatever.
Skitty. That's it. He's transitioned to Skitty and Butter.
We're now like Inception A-logging, which is fine.
So you want me to just watch this from where do you want me to start this?
Just for a little. You started at the beginning. It only needs to go for a little bit before you get the gist of what's going on.
It will affect Linus Media Group, too. I am transgender.
Well, Emily Young here of Linus Tech Tips, formerly known as Anthony, came out. You may say, I don't know what Linus Tech Tips is. I don't get it. Point here is two mega YouTube channels, Mr. Beast, Chris, I don't know the new name, Christine, I think. Now, Linus Tech Tips comes out. Both individuals handle it a different way.
Stand Linus, by. Just the tech tips.
Where's Anthony been lately? I'm still here. I'm still at LMG. Right now, I'm vacationing. I'm visiting family.
Now I'll throw a few pictures up, but Anthony, Emily, I'm not seeing a big difference here in the look. If I had to see them, I think
that's pretty funny. I'm not seeing a big difference in a look.
Anthony, no, I mean, he's not wrong about that.
Just grew his hair out and shaved.
But listen to where this guy goes.
I'm ready.
Oh, man.
Tell me, Paps,
where he goes.
Tell me, PBR hat. What do I need to look out for here?
Sorry, but stand by.
Emily. But things have been weird for a little while. Let me explain, and you'll...
And they will continue to be weird. Though things will be weird from here on out.
Had to forgive me for using a teleprompter here, because
they're going to continue to be weird.
Want to get everything right here. It's going to be a lot. See, I try not to push my views too hard on social media.
Well, that's a good start, because people watch Linus Tech Tips for the tips, right? The tech... Maybe like the personalities in the show, Anthony, Linus.
He literally wants just the tips. This guy, he's like, please, just the tips.
Yeah. No, that's,
so you don't want to change midstream because it affects the program. And if you're thinking program, the business, right? If you change the personality, it changes the whole dynamic. I mean, see what happened with Mr. Beast.
Might not see it this way, but I feel that fundamentally this platform that I have isn't mine. I didn't earn it. I feel like I owe it almost entirely to my association with Linus Media Group, and... That's not something I take lightly.
I'll say Emily now, once Anthony, sounds pretty sober-minded here because it's smart. Linus brings the individual on. They're well-liked. Linus' program. So this is smart, but at the end of the day, does it affect the program? Because the person's been off the program for a long time.
All right. Huge, so I think,
I meet a content creator. I'm cheesed to meet them.
This is
They transition. I leave.
Well, here's the point. So we don't need to watch this whole, it's like a 9-minute video. Okay, we can, but the point is this, so this boomer conservative.
I'm already hooked. I don't know about you.
Ultimately, his take is, this is a good tranny.
Oh.
Because this tranny comes out as tranny in a way that doesn't affect or is trying his best to not affect the business of his employer whose job is to make money.
Okay.
So Christina from Mr. Beast is bad because he's woke, because he made a spectacle of himself and he changed the dynamic of Mr. Beast and risked Mr. Beast's business and profits by doing so. This tranny is good because they were sensitive to the employer needs, to the business money-making needs of the employer. That's ultimately what this video is. I mean, I don't want to watch any more of this on our show, but like, that's where this guy goes. I mean, if he even goes there, it's not he doesn't even entirely state that. It's sort of implied.
He just wants
ethics. Doesn't really ever get to a point.
He wants ethics in content creator transitioning. That's what he's interested in.
Yeah, it's literally he's interested in ethical transitioning as a big YouTube star who may affect the revenue of another business. Now, presumably, if it's your channel entirely, if the top guy on the channel transitions, he has no problem with that because it's his channel to do what he wants with. If he ruins his own income, that's his business. So that's where conservatives are at, or at least that's where this guy
you could say 500,000
followers on YouTube.
That's you could very easily say this is where conservatives are. I was like, as long as the economic bottom line is not affected,
section of conservatives are
profitability, right? and like efficiency in the economy is more important than anything like moral values or culturally. Yeah, right. That's right. Fine.
Well, the problem is that for a certain set of and this guy, I don't think is actually. I mean, he might be an Xer, he might be a late Xer, early Xer, whatever. I don't know. But there's a certain subset of the boomer or of this type. It's they're not even all boomers. We say boomer, but the boomer is sort of an eternal identity, mm-hmm. right? Like you can be an Xer and also a boomer.
If you're hearing my voice right now, something has gone terribly, terribly wrong. Unless this is just how you want to live, who am I to tell people to stop listening to free content that's constantly interrupted, that has to deal with my voice and whatever audio quality this is going to come out in? Who am I to tell people that they should be getting behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall? Especially if they're not white, which I assume that's what you probably are if you're hearing my voice right now. That's just my assumption. It could be wrong, but I mean, if you're not white, legally you do have to tell me that you're not white. I told Sven that I'd record some commercials for him, and at first I thought I was going to put some effort into it, but then I realized, why don't I just ramble in the dumbest way possible and force you to listen to it? Because that's what you're doing right now. You are listening to this. Mike was probably saying something very interesting, something very insightful, and now you're listening to me. Is this really what you want? Is this how you want to live? Do you want to be non-white? Because again, I just assume that's what you are. You could always fix that. You could rectify this problem by going to therightstuff.biz/paywall and getting yourself a subscription. And then you'll never have to hear me again, you know, unless I'm filling in or something.
But of this mindset where
okay.
That is a convincing argument. Like they're like, oh, okay, yeah, right. No, if you're going to do it, you know, you can do whatever you want with your own body. But when you start to affect profits of a business, that's when you're in dicey territory here, my friend.
The market decides. But
as long as you're sensitive to that, you know, and the criticism of Bud Light is they weren't sensitive to that. They were not listening to their market, and they hurt the business. That is fundamentally behind.
They're collaborating with Harley Davidson now. The Budweiser. If you want the full flavored Budweiser, you get the Harley Davidson can. If you want the
somehow
Bud Light,
I watched that ad. Somehow it's even more gay. I watched the Budweiser Harley Davidson ad, and I'm like, this also strikes me as gay.
I believe it. I didn't watch it. I just saw the headlines. Like, yeah, that makes sense.
We should watch it.
We'll pander to everybody.
Like actually, kind of.
We'll pander to everybody here. I'm sure if I type in Budweiser Harley ad,
yeah,
I'm going to get
type
a bunch
it in,
of.
You'll get the ad. Yeah, you'll definitely get it. People love
Budweiser
to just watch
Harley. I'm going to get a bunch of A-log videos. It's not going to be the actual. Ah, here's a video from the Woke Whisperer.
Well, that's the worst. Yeah, can we just like watch? Again, we're going to get some asshole content creator like A-logging it, but.
Why don't I hear anything? Oh. Oh my God.
The greatest legacies are built with grit and resilience, one detail at a time.
I guess that's all Harley has is a legacy, right? Like, nothing currently.
Limited edition Budweiser Harley Davidson cans.
Buy a Harley, buy the best. Ride a mile, walk the rest.
For those who give everything to their craft. This Bud's for you.
It's like think of this other company while you drink our beer, not our company. That's so.
I just don't see this as being less homosexual. All right, we can. I don't need to see anti-woke.
Well, I want to watch the anti-woke guy. Bud Light sales plunge after Mulvaney tie-up. Sales drop. This is what I said on Just Jesse this morning that I recorded. It was like the greatest political act conservatives have ever managed to. Do was not drinking Bud Light.
Oh, this is their crowning achievement.
You want me
this
to,
is their crowning achievement.
Don't ask if you want the conservatives to do a political action. The secret is ask them to not do something. All right, I cannot do that.
As long as it's negative, they're like, oh, yeah. What? So I have to do literally nothing? All right.
If I can just not, you know, all right. Whatever it is, we won't ever forget this. Well, if you drink enough, maybe you'll forget.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. By their own premises, they should all be running to the store to buy this can.
Yes.
Right? Under their own premise, like no, like they react. They listened. Like you won.
Oh man.
This is actually kind of something I want to talk about for a second. This just occurred to me. Think about this. By the premise of the argument they were using about the Dylan Mulvaney thing, this Harley thing, they should be, oh, okay, yeah, you've now listened to us. You've produced something in our interest category.
Beer for everyone.
This is irrelevant to our demographic. Let's go buy it.
This is the most replayed part of this video.
Blueprints of what looks like the Street Glide drawn on the bottom of the can. Now, Harley Davidson is an icon. They're celebrating their 120th anniversary. Now, they're not celebrating it very smartly or with any clout.
100, 120 years of building motorcycles.
This guy's got a lot
Two or three of them are still running in the morning.
See, when I look at this guy, I see a lot of symbolic indicators that he's like me.
Yeah, I identify with this.
I see a flag. I see a U.S. Navy sticker. I see like a NASCAR, like a race, looks like a race, some kind of racing suit.
Yeah.
This guy is a motorcycle helmet back there. You know, this guy's like me. I relate to this guy.
Lasser style because they invited a band that hates America.
Oh.
A band that renounced their citizenship on stage in London, England just last year. They hate everything about America except for the American dollar.
Well, what about you?
And why Harley Davidson would invite Green Day to the 120th anniversary.
Here's the problem, guy. And I'm kind of annoyed with this guy. Problem is, you're not admitting what they really hate.
Yeah.
It's white people. They love America.
Mm-hmm.
They hate you.
Yep.
You're not America.
Nope.
Buddy.
Nope.
That's the problem. Come to grips with it. You're not America anymore. The America you want, they're not going to let you have
it. Oh, no, I'm on my own account again. God damn it.
It's you. It's us. It's you. I don't even hate this guy. I'm annoyed at him, but I don't hate him. I'm irritated that he won't get his fucking head screwed on straight, but I don't hate him. He needs to have somebody knock some sense into him, or if not knock, you know, yell, shout, scream, to understand this is about the white race. This is about you. You are a white man, and the America you want is a white, it's a whiteopia. You want a whiteopia. You want every value you espouse, everything you want. You want a small town community where people know each other, people support each other, they like each other, they can go out in the streets and they're safe, there's no faggot shit, there's no niggers. That's what you want. Admit it to yourself. That's what you want. Be courageous. It's a white country.
Mike, I just forgot.
Where people are virtuous and patriotic. That's what you want.
I just forgot.
Why can't you admit it to yourself?
I just remembered the great Cope narrative about all this stuff that I saw last night on Nerdrotic. There's not an agenda here. There's no overarching cultural destruction happening. This is all a marketing campaign. It's called fan baiting. These little known companies like Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, little known firms like Disney, Marvel, what they're doing is they're creating content that their fans dislike on purpose to create buzz. It's viral marketing, bro. We're making stuff that you hate so that you'll talk about it. All publicity is good. That's what they're doing, bro. It's fan
baiting. Why did they used to do? Because
the Holocaust isn't real. Why are they doing it?
I mean, there might be an element. I think on some level, they are trolling you to some extent, but it's just because they don't like you. It's not like baiting you because they want something. They want you to die.
Yeah.
They hate you. Yes, they are baiting you. I actually agree. It is bait. These people feel baited and they're getting baited. Absolutely. But just it's not for the reasons.
No, it's not for the reasons they say.
All these people, stop lying to yourself. Stop lying to yourself about what this is about.
But Mike, if I stop lying to myself, I might get demonetized and lose my YouTube channel.
Fine. That would probably be the best thing that could happen to you.
No, those people are doing great.
Well, it's because they keep doing the lie.
Yeah, but
right, because they're not fundamentally challenging anything about it.
Well, they're not interested in doing that. It's not what they fucking do. They're just doing content, man.
Content, brah.
They're happy to just do. I mean, frankly, they would be for them. Well, this is sort of the funny thing. Because, like,
what the five figures say to their face?
Please.
Slap!
Oh, God. Stop. Please, please, please make it stop. Listen. Here's the thing. I seriously want to question these type of people. Why are you not happy with the turn that Anheuser-Busch has made? Why does that not please you? Under your own premises, that should please you. Here they went, oh, whoops, we slipped up. We accidentally did something with a crazy faggot. We've heard your concerns. We've heard you. We've listened. And here's a Harley. Here's a very stereotypical macho Harley Davidson motorcycle themed advertisement. Why doesn't this make them happy? It should, right? You'd think it would. Here, look, they're not insulting their fan base. They're doing something relevant to the demographic that was they've done research that the people that boycotted are probably likely to think Harley Davidson is cool. I mean, they're wrong on that count as well, but let's overlook that. But like, but you get my point, right? Like, this should work. Like, they should like this. Like, if they actually made a good season of Legend of Korra, ER would be ecstatic. But like, you know, he would actually
don't drag ER into this. He did do nothing.
No, I'm just saying, no, he didn't go on. That's my point, though. But see, he's principled. Like, if they did a good season of Legend of Korra, he would say, "This is good. This meets my expectations for what a good cartoon is." But these people, it's like you have to always. It's like, why? I know the answer to the question I'm making. The answer is because you are doing content that depends on complaining about wokeness. So if they actually do what you want, you can't complain anymore, right. And it's fucking stupid.
Well, this is pretty annoying. You don't want to hear my voice. You want to hear Mike finish his thought, huh? But you can't, because you don't have a subscription. You should go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. Tag it.
Let's hit the pause button on all this content for now and come back. Do some serious content for hour two. There's plenty of other things going on.
My point here about the Budweiser Harley ad, like, see, I always thought Harley Davidson was gay, so I still think they're just gay. But I think I'm seriously curious. Now, don't get mad if you actually have a Harley Davidson or you like a motorcycle. I'm just joking. But like it does kind of cheesy, let's be honest. But like
it's a bad motorcycle. It's a bad motorcycle. Let's go to break. It's a bad motorcycle. You should be ashamed of yourself.
You should have a Japanese crotch rocket and be proud of it.
I saw somebody riding a Harley the other day, and they had like an orange day glow, like hunting vest on, so you could see them. I was like, come on, man.
We could get into all the technical reasons, but there's no reason to do that. It's a primitive motorcycle. It's always been primitive. It's always sucked.
It's fine. I think the aesthetic is kind of cheesy as well, but whatever. But I'll say this. That's just my personal taste. I don't really give a shit if other people like that. Whatever. The point being that it should...
No, it's objectively true. It's objectively true. It's a bad motorcycle.
Okay. But like, but you understand, I don't need to reiterate my point. It's just, I think it would be very interesting to challenge one of these A-logs on this question. Why, when the company changes, like abruptly changes gears like that, why don't you like it? Okay, now we're happy with Anheuser-Busch again. We will purchase product again. Seems to be
great
based
success
on your own premises. That's what you should do. That would be the principal thing to do. Anyway,
I don't think principles was what anyone besides us is looking for. So kind of barking up the wrong tree. But anyway, let's go to break and be back with the paywall hour in a few.
You are listening to The Daily Shower, as racist and sexist as they can be. We're gonna offend you, isn't it funny? La 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 la!